From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The Miami-Dade absentee ballots have all been counted and color us blue. That blank on the U.S. map, usually known as Florida, is now filled in. That's because Mitt Romney has conceded the state. Dade County itself turned out for Barack Obama in a big way. The final results are 62% for the president and 38% for Mitt Romney. Now the attention turns to what took so long and how to prevent a repeat performance. Election supervisor Penelope Townsley on the hot seat.
We will do a very comprehensive analysis of the activities that took place in this election. We know that there are opportunities to improve the facilities and the sizes of the facilities that we have to use on election day. There will be an after-action report that will be used to implement the improvements.
County Mayor Carlos Jimenez says he wants the state to change its ways as well, and he wants Governor Rick Scott to add extra voting days. He's convinced that would at least cut down on this last-minute crush that produced 54,000 absentee ballots near the end. The head of the GOP party in Palm Beach County is stepping down. Sid Dinerstein insists it has nothing to do with what even the Republicans are saying is not their finest hour. The 66-year-old says he's done as county GOP chair next month when his current term ends. Despite his claim, Dinerstein wrote in an email to county Republicans on Wednesday that it's hard for him to see a future for conservatism in America.
It was clear that the electorate was saying that we want to be California and not Texas, which is our big state of rugged individualism and a dynamic economy built on entrepreneurship.
He was elected chair in 2002, and he served five consecutive two-year terms. Dinerstein says he will continue to serve as a member of the county's Republican Executive Committee. And one last absentee voter story, shall we? Among the thousands of out-of-state Floridians who really were absent for the election are those work crews sent up north to help get the power back on after Hurricane Sandy. Christine DiMatte reports the state's largest utility made a big effort to make sure they got a chance to vote.
Days before Hurricane Sandy hammered the Northeast, hundreds of Florida Power and Light workers got in their trucks and drove north. The crews were deployed as part of a mutual assistance partnership between FPL and utilities along the East Coast. But even as they reset poles and hung new power lines from Virginia to New Jersey, many were still able to vote from afar. FPL spokesperson Sarah Gatewood says the utility's human resources department arranged it all.
What we did was had one person coordinate this effort out of a central location. So we had all the absentee ballots delivered to this one person, and then they got them to the appropriate people in the field wherever they were in the Northeast.
The utility did not track the effort, so there's no way of knowing how many staffers voted from out of state.
Lots of late-breaking election news today, including unseated GOP Congressman Alan West's attempt to get a recount in his close race with Democrat Patrick Murphy. So, if you care to keep up, visit our website at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, is it Friday yet?